Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Previously on the Simply Human podcast.
And then I moved to Washington, D.C., Bethesda, Maryland. And I was there through high school. And then I went to college in Florida. And I lived there for about 10 years after.
So like The Wire, was that were you involved in all of that stuff from The Wire?
What? The Wire?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark, he's involved in The Wire. He lived in East Baltimore next to Prop Joe.
It's episode 226. Of the Simply Human podcast with your hosts, Mark and Rick. Two human beings being human. Our goal is to help you understand how humans are designed to eat, sleep, move, and enjoy, and how you can start living more like a human today. On today's show, it is Chris Burris. Some may call him a mad scientist, but don't let
that some. Is that you?
No, I'm reading.
Are you the sum?
I'm reading the intro.
Oh, okay.
Some may call him a mad scientist, but don't let the lab coat fool you. Chris Burris is the owner of SES Research, the first company to deliver carbon nanomaterials and MyVitalC, the world's first nano antioxidant. We're going to find out what that means. And, okay, this show may not ever be visually public, but we are recording this show because we have some new things maybe happening.
We have some fresh new ideas and innovations here.
Yeah, so this show is not going to be record a video on YouTube, but we are recording. I can see myself. I'm wearing these blue blocker glasses. Wait, I can't hear you anymore.
I muted because I had to burp. You're making a ridiculous amount of hand gestures. Just imagine what his hands look like. So what Mark and I are talking about doing is we're not going to screw with the show. As it is right now, you still you get it from iTunes, you get it from Stitcher, you get it from wherever. If that's how you want to do it, then feel free. We're not going to mess with it. However, we're talking about maybe recording the video while we do the audio and releasing the video on YouTube because stop messing with your hat.
Well, I was going to say, if you send me your company's hat, every 10 minutes, I'll just, without mentioning, I'll just...
Mark is going to look like Ricky Bobby here with like a bunch of just NASCAR logos.
Drinking my...
Sponsorship logos.
My drinks.
See, I'm laughing because it's a visual joke. And so if you don't watch it, so basically what our... And it's partly self-serving. We can make a little bit of money to cover operating expenses if we do a couple things different. And one of those things is maybe putting the shows out on YouTube. So if you are like someone who listens in the office while you're working, it's no skin off your back. Pull up the YouTube feed, have it running in the background and listen that way. And so same show for you. We might get a little taste of the good stuff.
Chatter.
What?
And while the interview is happening, you will see visual proof of Rick doing this.
This is the bad part. Reading, I have to start paying attention during the interview.
Just reading my account of The Athletic.
Typically, what happens is there's a sporting event on the television back here, and I'll watch that. But I've already seen it.
This is already I feel like a funnier show. Even if they never see the visual, just
both
us.
You and I are both very visually expressive people.
Yes.
So like I feel like there could be a benefit to watching the actual video feed.
Oh man!
And periodically, maybe. And Mark, we were talking about this before you started recording. Mark was like, you know, we could tell like a story with like a visual. Like, hey, take a look at my neck. Take a look at what's going on with my neck. Like, yeah. So now we just have to burn you with cigarette butts on your neck. So you can tell a story about looking at Mark's neck.
It was the only thing that I could see at the time. It was my neck.
And before, Mark was like, hey, should I wear my hat forwards or backwards? And I was like,
I was joking.
Now you're wearing it on top of your headphones.
Okay, a couple of things.
What's it say on the front of that hat?
You sure you want to do this?
Joke. That's a joke for four people right there.
It's
waterproof.
It's no. Look, see, it's got like a stain of some sort across. You
stop.
See that?
Stop. Now you're taking the inside joke for four people, and you're making it to where people can guess.
No, it's a sweat stain.
Oh,
of my sweat. Okay, it's a pandemic. People are watching stuff. Tiger King has gone crazy. Ozark has gone crazy. Couple of shows I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
First is The Last Dance. I have not asked anyone. Sports
okay,
fan.
I don't know why you said Last Dance.
It didn't make
sense. I'm thinking about like the Julia Stiles
movie. That's what came up when I searched for it the first time when you were giving me such a hard time about it. There, yes. Sports fan or non-sports fan, there hasn't been anyone that I have asked if they've been watching that has said they haven't been watching it. There's all these things that we're gonna do, forgetting that we're on camera. Like I'm gonna like put my thing up and like I've got a mirror. I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm on. I'm on camera. The Chicago Bulls '90s documentary. Have you been watching this?
Oh yeah, I watched. They do two 1-hour episodes every Sunday night. I go to bed early, so I watched the first one, then I watched the second one on Monday.
Did you watch the second one yet?
Yeah, I'm all caught up.
Okay.
Although my stupid DVR wouldn't play the one with the swear words, so I have to listen to like the bleeped version. Like I'm a little kid.
Phil Jackson. I didn't realize that Phil Jackson was the Dennis Rodman of his era.
See, I knew he played for the Knicks for a long time. I knew he won a couple championships, but I didn't know he was like anything special. I mean, if you have an 11-year career, I mean, obviously you're doing something right. You win two titles.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I think that's why he was such a great coach. Is he's a weirdo too.
Yeah.
And in Dennis a profession
Rodman and
where
him were like
they're in a profession where there's not a lot of weirdos, like big time sport coaches, whether it's football or basketball or hockey, usually they're all very buttoned down, do things my way. See,
and he seems
show,
like
see
that from the outside. He wore a suit and he was very tall and the beard.
Well, when he showed up for his first interview,
yeah, that
he
was
showed
crazy.
Up like
in a flannel shirt,
yeah,
untucked.
Like a flannel shirt with a huge beard. And Stan Albeck was like, "Yeah, we're not hiring this guy. He looks like a hippie." But like he embraced the idea that he is. He always felt like a little bit weird. And I think that's his kind of unique look at coaching. Like it was obviously about X's and O's, but I think his main idea was we need to his concept was getting the team physically together,
right?
Like to work as a 5-man unit at all times. Yeah. The X's and O's is really Tex Winter, the assistant coach.
So if you haven't watched it, watch it. NBAStore.com was doing a 25% off sale today, and I bought a Chicago Bulls hat. It was on sale.
What kind of? What's the style here?
Snapback. Like that.
I think that's a franchise. I need to stop chewing. Okay. So you told me, by the way, your internet was down at like 5 o'clock today. So I was like, I'll just eat dinner at 8.
And then I didn't update you that it was fixed.
Yeah, and then at like 8:05, you're like, oh, internet's back on. We're recording. So I'm having to eat my dinner right now.
Sorry. The other thing I want to talk about very quickly before Chris joins, and Chris should just join in here. We figured that out. Have you seen or started watching Waco?
I've already seen it. It's like 2 or 3 years old.
No. It just came out.
No.
With Taylor Kitsch.
Who's Taylor Kitsch?
The guy that was in football, was in Friday Night Lights.
I don't watch it.
Was the girl in Ozark from Ozark in it?
Hang on.
I think this is new.
There's a Waco show on Netflix. It's like 2 or 3 years old, and it had the guy from
Friday Night Lights,
Boardwalk Empire, the prohibition agent from Boardwalk Empire.
Look it up. Is this because it's like the number one? What?
Oh, what? Well, maybe this is.
I think it's a new one.
Is it a new one?
I think so, okay. Because it's like number.
No. It's an old one because it's Michael Shannon. Hang on.
That's old? I thought it was new.
That guy.
Yes.
Yeah. This is not a new show.
Why is that just now trending? Because we're in a pandemic? Because you remember, you remember when all that there's kind of a thread.
Yeah. No. Oh, okay. Okay. It wasn't originally on Netflix. It was originally on the Paramount Network.
Oh, and so maybe it just came out on Netflix.
It just came.
That's what it is.
But okay. So I had a friend who was starting to watch this, and I was like, "Is there another Waco show?" Because I think that's
so you've seen it.
Activity and stuff is super interesting. And she was like, "I think you've already seen this."
Well,
and I was
there's a common thread that we share. That it has to do with the Waco, with the whole Branch Davidian, David Koresh stuff. K-Texas TV in Abilene bought a satellite truck. Do you know where I'm going with this?
I do not.
The satellite truck cost, I don't know, $500,000 or something crazy. And back in like the early 90s, that was quite an investment. The Branch Davidian thing happened like within a few months of when the station had bought that satellite truck, which is a very rare thing in a small market.
Yeah, I do remember about the satellite truck. Outside of like large markets at this point, like we're talking late 90s, early 2000s, outside of like Dallas and Houston, there were no satellite trucks in Texas.
Right.
And so everybody would always be using ours. They'd pay us. They'd rent it from us.
So Doug, the engineer, who you remember, long-haired Doug.
Yeah.
He told me a story one time that within a few months of the station buying that satellite truck, the Waco thing happened. They took that satellite truck and parked it at Waco and paid for it before the thing ended.
Yeah.
Isn't that
because
crazy?
Because all these and I remember this would happen all the time. Something would happen like in West Texas or something, and Good Morning America would like want to go do some story. And that's how you, for longer distances, that's how you have to transmit. I don't know what it looks like now, but that's
it's
how
you a backpack. It's literally a backpack now. Like, but the satellite truck is obsolete. They have a backpack.
Oh, wow.
It's ridiculous.
But like, that's, you know, back in those days, if you wanted to transmit video more than, like, across town. Like, across town, everybody had, like, a live, like, a microwave truck, is what they call
which
it.
Which is also a backpack now.
But, like, for anything longer than, like, across town, you'd have to use the satellite truck. And so, like, Good Morning America would have some – they wanted to do some interview, like, in BFE, Texas, Sweetwater, Texas. Well, they would just be, hey, we need to rent your sat truck.
Yeah.
And so we would, I mean, it basically, it's like a, it was like, for us, it was like a, what's that?
Cash cow?
Airbnb.
Oh, yeah.
Like we bought it and just paid for it by having
but the Waco thing. So I'm on like episode 2 and I'm really excited to, because that, I remember when all that.
They all die in the end.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, I hate to ruin.
Hey, the Bulls win the championship. They win the sixth.
Hey, at the end of the Titanic, the boat sinks.
Jack loses the thing.
Is there not room on the door for both of them? If she's so in love with him, why doesn't she just scooch over just a little bit and be like, hey, you know what? Let's both try.
This is a door from a luxury boat. It's a large door.
Oh, and it's probably made of like, you know, 2 foot
mahogany.
Thick oak.
Yeah.
Oak. Look at me. I'm a plebe. Mahogany, probably. Two people can fit. If I took the door off the hinges to my bedroom right now, you and I could.
We could survive in the Arctic.
Yeah.
Okay.
I gotta fix my hair.
Whatever. Okay. I'm wondering, Shirley. I think Chris. I think this is the. It's the same ID that I gave Chris, so he should just pop in.
Like what? That's what happened last week with what's his name? Will.
Oh, William Moore.
He literally just popped in. And
Will was great. Will was a classic. We've already got him rebooked.
I like how I say, what's his name? Like, oh, see, this is another downfall of
I know.
Video recording.
I feel like.
It's like an appointment. Like, I can't just like.
Be in your underwear.
Lay on the floor with no pants on.
I know. I have to like put a shirt on.
What is it? Psychic read where you're going to like, I'm sensing April, June, May.
Hey, listen, I would like the official record to reflect that of the hundreds of times we've done this, I'm the only one who's ever got it right.
Whatever.
Right on the nose.
Okay. I guess one of our guests' children's birthday.
Oh, well, that's not the contest. Okay. So
actually, that was you that got the kid's birthday. So,
Mark, I will defer.
Apparently, it was the contest.
Yeah.
Mark, I will let you go first or defer.
I will defer.
As the all-time loser, I will let you.
I will defer.
Wait.
I will defer. Okay. Okay, good. I will defer to the second half.
Okay. June 9th.
Am I?
All right.
Yes or no.
No.
Mark?
I have a new strategy where I'm only going to guess holidays. Remember?
Okay.
Okay. God, what is Arbor Day? I always forget. okay. Hold on. What? Like Easter is always different. I should have just had it. December 24th.
No.
Christmas
okay,
Eve.
That's not a holiday.
Christmas Eve is a holiday.
It is the day before a holiday.
No, but you get Christmas Eve off as a holiday.
I got to go with I get that wrong regularly. Like, is it the 24th? That's a, like, I get that.
It's the 24th.
I mean, it's still not my birthday.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, oh, we're still guessing.
There's one. Yeah, we two each get two.
We do this for another hour.
Okay.
One of us guesses, so.
This is the whole interview.
Okay,
we each
good.
Get
until we get
speed this up a little.
Okay. April 9th.
No.
October 17th.
No.
Oh, okay, now
okay.
You tell
what
us.
What is it?
Rick, you were insanely close.
What?
Insanely close. June 10th is the birthday.
Rick!
Okay. One day off.
One day.
I'm the only person who's ever nailed it, and this is like the second.
No, you don't. You don't have proof of
that. I've been within like 2 or 3 days.
No, you don't have
proof
of that.
I'll say this: I did a bit about a year ago where, like, I started doing research into our guests before they came on.
Wait, that was a bit.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Well, no. Like, cheating. Deep, intensive research and found their birthdays. And
oh,
I got,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
And I guess like. 3 out of 4, and the only reason I didn't get the fourth is because I intentionally didn't get it to
right.
Throw Mark off the trail, and he thought that I was like some sort of psychic genius. Not that I'm just
like, Rick is like I'm doing a bit. I've been like getting all this extra money by like stealing, robbing banks. It's just a bit, though. No, it's illegal.
Everything I did was legal and above board.
Yeah, right.
That
it was
time.
Just very mean. Okay. All right, Chris.
Oh, wait, I should change my name on this. Hold on. This is my daughter's
yeah, it says Kaylee.
Computer now. Yeah. How do I do that? Let me see.
I can do it. I can change your name to anything I want.
Just put June 10th.
Yeah.
Let's see. So
is it Burris? We didn't even like.
Yeah, it's Burris.
Okay, good. Yeah. Like we've been like mispronouncing it. How about that? And then we're gonna change Rick.
There we go. Perfect.
To
get Rick capitalized in there too.
We'll do
my little.
He's gonna change it to. He always changed it to Buttman.
But okay,
my
oh,
name is now
much
Buttman.
More sophisticated and accurate.
Typically, I go by Buttman 69. So I mean, this is my first name.
Oh my gosh, this is great.
It's not going
to
be fun at all.
I know. We're going to stay on track here. Okay. We've done an intro. We talked about your company and all that. You, in your own words, tell us, like, give us a Clips Notes version of, like, where how you got to where you are now.
So my story is kind of a very weird story, not unlike the beginning of this podcast, which has been a lot of fun. I like to tell this story. Like, I am currently a supplement guy, right? So I have a supplement. It's the product. I sell it, and I'm very proud of it. But I didn't become a supplement guy the way I think anyone else ever becomes a supplement guy. I think typically people become supplement guys because, well, one, maybe they wake up and they say, hey, I want to be rich, and so I'm going to go sell supplements and be rich. And I personally have no problem with people being rich. Like, great, but that's not how I became a supplement guy. I think the other one is people have either their own physical challenge or maybe a loved one, and they've got to work through it, and they figure out a great way to supplement through it. And now they want to save the world. And again, I have no problem with people saving the world. It's just not how I ended up here. I've been manufacturing a carbon nanomaterial since 1991. I'm a carbon nanomaterial scientist, and I sell this for people who put it in tires.
Hang on. I'm putting that in the show notes. Hold on. What? A what? Being a carbon
nanomaterial.
Say that again.
Carbon nanomaterial scientist.
Nano.
So am I. No, did you not know that? I am also. We can talk about carbon.
What? What is it that you can talk about, Rick?
Materials.
Nanomaterials.
Potatoes.
Science.
It's all nanomaterials these days.
Potato.
That's the the significant topic of subject of Buttman 69. Like, that's what we're talking about.
I wrote my thesis on this. Buttman 69 stuck on carbon nanomaterials.
Doctor, Buttman 69 to you, sir.
So in my case, like, really, researchers have been using this. They've been doing research on it. Like, one of the early jokes, like, really early on, I would describe what I do to my friends and family, and they would say, "Well, great, that's, you know, carbon. What is that? What is that good for?" And the kind of joke, inside joke, was it was really good for funding. It was discovered in 1985, and the guys who discovered it by 1996. Won the Nobel Prize, so 11 Jeez. Short years. In 1991, there's a service that keeps track of how many people, what are the most referenced research papers at that time. All 10 of the top 10 most referenced research papers were about carbon nanomaterials in 1991. That's actually the year I started my first company. And that's what we're talking about today.
Right.
So they won the Nobel Prize in a short span. So I think supplement people, like, first, they want to be wealthy. Great, that's fine. Second, they want to save the world. Great, that's fine. In my case, I've been manufacturing these carbon nanomaterials. And in 2012, they actually do so this is where it gets crazier. They actually do a toxicity study. They assumed carbon nanomaterials, they assumed the buckyball would be toxic. And instead of being toxic, the rats that they gave my product to lived twice as long and died with no tumors. And
they died in little rat beds with their little rat families around them.
Yeah, surrounded by rat families.
Holy hands.
Having celebrated a long productive rat
3 week life.
A double rat life.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, they got down to the last two rats. So a typical Worcester rat lives 32 months, right? And they die with a known amount of tumors. And if you happen to be watching this, because this is apparently going to be the first video of this podcast,
possibly,
so I'm excited.
Possibly.
If you're watching this, you can see my finger goes up as the longer the rat lives, the more tumors they have. And then the rats given my product, they actually lived 62 months, not 32 months, and they died without tumors, right? Hmm. So they got to the last two rats. And, you know, if you think about it, a toxicity study, how long does a toxicity study really need to go? Well, as soon as all of the rats in the control group are dead, we're probably pretty comfortable saying it's not toxic, right? That's at month 32. Another 30 months later, another 2 years plus years later, they're down to two rats. One of them dies. They're like, okay, we're done. Euthanize that last one. Let's get this paper published, because we were supposed to publish it 2.5 years ago.
They just throw it into like the tree shredder. They're like, just let's get rid of this one.
Yes. There's
it disappeared.
There's a tree shredder just right there.
Like, out the window.
The tail, just fling it in there.
I take it that your audience isn't a particularly PETA-focused audience.
One time about two gerbils that were put into a newspaper sack and flung around like this,
yes.
And the bottom
yeah.
of the bag broke, and they flung out, hit the wall, and instantly died.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So
and that was appreciated.
Yeah, our listeners are still here.
That bifurcated your listeners.
They're
half
both,
the audience.
They that both stuck around. Both of our listeners are still
here. Right, yeah. Both of them are still here.
Our moms did not think it was funny. But they still are listening. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you know, it's an acquired taste. They're still waiting to acquire it, maybe.
So
by
is
the
that
way, you got a Mark? You got a Big Brothers Big Sisters shirt on. That's awesome. This is an interesting
yes.
BBBS story.
Three B's, yes.
Not the BS part. literally the lady who runs my office is my wife and I's little sister from the program.
What?
So we've known her. Yeah, we've known her since she was, I think we met her when she was like 14. Now she's married and runs my office.
What region are you in?
We're in Houston.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you,
yeah.
And you're still in Houston?
Still in Houston,
so,
yeah.
So yeah, the Houston office is part of the agency that I'm a part of out here in West Texas. And there's a big brand new office that they just built downtown Houston. And
Yeah.
So it's all good stuff. Yeah. So anyway, that's great.
Yeah,
yes.
No,
we would never have seen that
if it went on
was
video.
It for the video?
Huh. It wasn't on video. Yeah, and we actually have a new little brother right now, and obviously we're not able to spend time with him because of this COVID thing.
Have you seen? Okay, this is like we could probably cut this out. Have you seen the puzzle stuff?
I haven't seen the.
There's
puzzle
a puzzle. Sorry, Rick. If it's you go to bbbstx.org/puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is a, and it's actually this is another kind of weird side note. My brother is an artist, and the Houston office worked with him to create this art. They turned it into a 200-piece puzzle, and if you buy a puzzle through that website, that link, you get a puzzle, and then a puzzle is sent to a little.
Oh wow!
In this time of craziness.
Yeah, so anyway, that's really cool.
Yeah, so that's the puzzle thing. So
we'll do that. I'll mention that to my wife, and we'll do that.
Are you from Houston?
So my dad was in the Air Force. The short answer is no. My dad was in the Air Force. I moved every 2 years. And then really he got his second civilian job at the same time that I was graduating from high school in Dayton, Ohio. That's the largest Air Force base is there. His second civilian job was here in Houston. And I was like, in my family, college was understood. I never applied while I was in high school or anything. I just we didn't even talk about it. I knew I was going. And then it ended up, I was going to the University of Houston because that's where we were moving. Yeah.
Were you there when Clyde Drexler was there?
No. No, I was there when Warren Moon was there.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, wow. Heisman Trophy winner. So
Andre Ware.
Yeah. Warren.
Yeah. Andre Ware. 1989.
He was actually a famous quarterback at the time. Yes. Andre Ware. Yeah.
Andre Ware, 1989, yeah. Rick, Heisman
yes.
Trophy
That's
winner.
Mark's gift to humanity is he can name any Heisman Trophy winner in every year. 1967.
67 was Gary Beeb in UCLA.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Okay.
It's like Rain Man. Heisman
yeah,
Rain
that's my only yeah. That's my only skill in life.
And I'm done.
Yeah.
Butt man, take it away.
Man, if I had a dollar for every time I heard that today.
Okay.
I have like $4.
Okay, you were very generous and sent us some product. Okay.
Yes.
Now I want you to explain. We got these little vials
yep.
of if you didn't know what it was, you would open it up and you would pour it out and you would say, "This is olive oil."
Yes.
Explain that.
And you would be 99% accurate. So
right.
So basically in that study, right, in the 2012 study, they take my raw ingredient and really we've created so the original discovery in 85 was carbon-60, right? And what we've come to understand is that carbon-60 is for industrial purposes. So like I mentioned, ink, tires, batteries, solar cells. And there's actually peer-reviewed published research that says if it's improperly processed, it's actually harmful, so unsafe. So ESS-60 is C60 that's been processed for safer human consumption. So in that 2012, basically they gave one group of rats water, one group of rats olive oil, and then one group of rats olive oil with ESS-60 in it.
Okay.
And you can't get much ESS-60 to dissolve in olive oil. You can only get about 0.8 milligrams per milliliter. Of course, it depends because olive oil is a very natural product and has, you know, each batch is going to be slightly different. But that's the target. So what the product that you got is extra virgin olive oil, right? So it's cold pressed, all the wonderful things that are best about a good olive oil. And then it's got as much ESS-60 as we can get into it, which is about 0.8 milligrams per milliliter.
That was Rick's nickname in high school.
What?
Extra virgin.
Extra virgin.
Okay, so we get this stuff.
Yes.
And we got some for my dog. And I've been putting it on his food, and it's bacon-flavored, and he's loved it. He's a very old dog. He seems to be doing very well. I will say this. My wife has been taking it, too.
Yeah.
The main thing that my wife has noticed, and she would, like, take it for a couple days, and then, like, she'd forget about it and not take it for a couple days. And then after about a week of that on and off, she was thinking about it, and she thought, the days that I've slept the best were the days that I took the ESS-60 stuff. Is that – do you hear that?
Our most consistent testimony, by the way, we're going to talk a little bit here about testimonials and stuff. And I have to say the FDA has not evaluated our product. It's not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease.
Disclaimer.
Our most consistent testimonial is people will take it in the morning, and actually that's kind of evolved. They take it in the morning, they report kind of mental focus and energy during the day. and then at night, better sleep. Huh. And I'm not aware of any supplement that you take. It really, there's only two other things that I know. If you do them in the morning, you'll get better sleep that night. One of them is exercise, and the other one is exposure to sunlight. Right. So if you go out and watch the sun rise, not only are you probably earlier than I normally get up, but, so that's going to help you sleep, but it also it gets your circadian rhythm in sync with you know, night and day. And so most other sleep aids, I don't know if you guys have read the book. There's a book called Why We Sleep.
Ooh, I'm putting that in the show notes.
Phenomenal book. It's really amazing. It's also one of the scariest books you'll read about sleep, because it basically goes in and chronologues when you don't get enough sleep, like how bad is your memory really? How bad is your, you know,
endocrine system, everything. Yeah.
Everything is bad, right? And it's in our society, I think we do a lot of hand waving about, oh, sleep is so very important. You know, well, unless you got something else to do. And then, you know, it's less important.
Unless you're behind on Ozark and you need to watch like seven episodes.
Yes,
or Lion King?
Lion
King.
I haven't been able to muster whatever it is.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
The first four episodes, you'll be like, man, this is wild. And after that, you're just going to feel like you need a shower.
You're going to
feel sad about humanity. Yeah. And you're just going to be like, man, I should never even watch that thing.
I might have to watch it.
So this isn't me showing my wife like, hey, here's this thing. Here are all the benefits. And sleep is one of the benefits. I was just like, here's this tube.
Take this and see.
This is what she had no like sort of subconscious like leanings or anything. So I was very interested to hear that deal. And my dog seems to be doing well. He's 12.
Yeah. I can tell you, our biggest distributor here in Houston, she actually ordered the product first for her pet.
Really?
Right. She's like, okay, I've heard good things. My pet's getting old. And then she's like, notices the difference in the pet. And one of the things that means, not unlike your wife, who you snuck this food into, there's no opportunity for the placebo effect, right? That can't happen with your pet. Yeah. She noticed the difference in her pet, and then she started taking it. And in some cases, it's pretty subtle. Like our largest distributor here in Houston, she was months into it taking the product, and she would have told you, nah, I haven't really noticed anything, until like one day she slowed down and started thinking, wait, I'm waking up a little earlier. I'm able to, it's kind of like what your wife did.
I don't immediately need coffee like, as soon as I wake up kind of deal. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it can be really subtle. And I think that's true of sleep in general, right? We've all had 1 hour more or 1 hour less of sleep in any given night. If you just get 1 hour extra and then you're 4 days into it, it's already a habit you forgot that 4 days ago you started My Vital C, right? So it's interesting how it seems to be working. I'm also doing, I notice one of you guys has an Oura ring?
Mark.
Oh, no, that's just my wedding ring.
Your wedding ring, okay.
This is like a $10, Gold's Gym, silicone ring.
It's okay.
Probably causing cancer on my finger.
I tossed my shackle aside a while ago.
Is that at the exact moment you adopted Buttman 69?
Listen, Buttman 69 has been with me the whole time.
That's a whole different story.
It's the things that carries me through.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Anyway, this
is an Oura ring, and an Oura ring is supposed to be one of the better sleep trackers. So it's got little sensors. I'm sure you can't see it in this tiny screen, but it's got little sensors on the inside of it. And so it tracks your resting heart rate. It can track temperature changes. And so I'm working with a scientist at a UC San Diego who's tied into Oura Ring. So he's a contractor for Oura Ring, has access to their backend data. So if anybody maybe in your audience is interested in they've got an Oura Ring, if they've got data prior to being the Oura Ring, prior to taking my product on the, you know, data from the Oura Ring, then I'll send them some product and then they can give us some sleep data.
Right.
So I've got about 13 people going through this study already. Interestingly, this year was really, like, aside from all the craziness that has happened in the beginning of the year, I knew it was going to be a really busy year, and I also needed to participate in the study. And I actually pushed off until March to get off of the product because I had a super busy January and February. When I got off of the product, I did notice the impact on my sleep, but I also got a migraine. And migraines is one of the testimonials. I'm a scientist, so I'm very like, I don't want like, oh, my headaches are a little bit lighter. Like that doesn't mean anything to me. But I've got a spreadsheet that dates back to 2014. I was getting 4 or 5 migraines a year, which is not actually that much when I tell you about to tell you my wife's story, but I was tracking them, trying to figure, you know, I'm a scientist. I'm trying like, dude, was it headaches? Was it, you know, did I, well, it's obviously headaches. Did I, you know, sleep too little? Did I, you know, have a fight with somebody? Was I under stress? Did I drink too much? You know, what was causing it? I really started taking the product earnestly in 2018. I didn't get a single migraine in all of 2018.
Wow.
2019, I got 2. I would argue they were lighter, but that's fluffy data. I literally, in 2018 and 19, I should have had somewhere between 8 and 10, and I had had 2. And then this year I've had 1 on the 10 days that I was off my product, right? So my wife's story is, I think, a lot more powerful. She has a medication for her migraines. They only give her 9. They won't let her take more than 9 of these medications because they're strong. And she was using them all. So having at least 9 migraines per month. And now she's down to like 1 or 2 per month on the product.
Wow.
So yeah, it's here, like, you know, your reaction, wow. So partly if you're me is like, wow, I'm not sure I believe that, right? Because I've learned all of this stuff from people calling in. And so most of 2018, literally 9 months of 2018, people would call in and I'd, you know, we were smaller. I still like to answer the phone whenever I can. And they would call and give me these crazy testimonials. Like I used to get 9 migraines a week and a month, excuse me. And now I'm only getting 2. And I'm like, yeah. Like, what do I, as a scientist, like I believe you because you personally are telling me,
but I can't, but like,
turn that, I can't wrap my head around it. And so I'm past that. So like, I just believe people and I'm like, that's why I'm digging in and trying to do this Oura Ring study and actually drive data so that we've got some, you know, legitimate data. All right. We've definitely, the rat study is what we hang our hat on. It's absolutely legitimate. It's peer reviewed published research.
Let me ask
I
you
want
this.
More. Yeah.
So the whole rat study thing, and I know you can speak to this, and I'm just, I want to know this from a carbon.
Carbon nanoparticles, Mark. Am I right?
Idiot.
Yeah. Close. Nanomaterials, particles.
Nanomaterials. Well, particles and materials.
You took it smaller.
That's what we call it in my laboratory.
Yeah, okay. Rick takes it smaller. So, okay, you take a rat study and you see someone that's going to read that and go, okay, well, that's a rat. I'm not a rat.
Yep.
I'm not a rat.
You're not.
So what? How are those applicable?
So, okay, so that's a great question. I've been on since I've really in beginning of 2018. We're like, hey, let me tell that story and then I'll answer that. So. In late, basically 2012, they come out with this amazing study. Rats live twice as long. People are like, let me put that in my body. I call them
The rat?
People, right? That's why they were calling
not
me.
Not
like,
putting the rat in their body, putting the nano, the material in their body. Okay, I'm with you now. Sorry.
Or the nanoparticle.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
That's what.
So those people started calling us mid-2013. And those people made me very uncomfortable. And we actually added not for human consumption to our labeling for the first time in 2013. We were still selling the oil. People were still asking us how much in a dose. And we were still like, no, you know, if I were to take it, this is what I would take. That was kind of our response. In late 2017, a guy with a big YouTube following gets on his YouTube channel and starts talking about all the benefits he's getting. And the industry sold out. Jeez. Except for us, because we're actually the largest manufacturer and distributor of ESS60 on the planet. So we didn't run out. It was during Harvey, so there were a couple of days we couldn't ship, but we never ran out of the product. And so then you fast forward in 2018, I wake up and I'm like, okay, now it looks like I'm probably a supplement guy. I've really got to ask myself 2 questions, right? The first question is a moral question. I take it, my wife takes it, and everybody on my team takes it, so I'm comfortable selling it. And that's the most important one. The next one is the FTC, the FDA. You just got to stay on the right side of those organizations, and certainly we're doing that. So that's why we get into the business. And then in 2018, I start kind of digging into it, and I'm like, hey, I wonder, is this study the single longest longevity experiment on mammals ever? And so I would ask your audience, if they're aware of a longer peer-reviewed published longevity study on mammals, share it with me, because I have not been able to find it. And then the other one is the question.
Yeah, someone's going to be like, yeah, I got it.
Well, there's the Mark Rogers peanut butter dog experiment. That's been going on for decades.
Several different dogs have gone through the study over the years.
They all seem very happy.
Shut up, Rick. Anyway, yeah, right. So, yeah, you would know. Right, yeah.
So my other kind of quest, if you will, is there's a number, how much studies that happen in rats or things that don't happen in rats happen or don't happen in humans. There's probably some number. And I actually asked a professor out of DePaul University. His first name is Eiran, like E-I-R-A-N. And I asked him that question, and he actually does rat studies and takes them onto human trials. And he gave me, it's kind of a long case study, so bear with me, but he gave me this case study. He said, this is the case study that scientists will hold up to you and say, proof, you should not take what happens in a rat that it happens in a human. And the case study goes like this. They were testing a morning sickness drug, and they were giving it to rats to make sure it wasn't harmful. It wasn't harmful in the rats, so they gave it to humans. And unfortunately, in humans, it started deforming the fetuses. And so Eiran was like, yeah, horrible. Eiran was like, see, this is what scientists will hold up. And then Eiran says, but if you look at the original data, had they looked at fetuses of the rats, they would have never given it to humans. So here's a scientist who's like, hey, I understand rat studies and I understand human studies. And everybody says there's this one study that proves that you shouldn't compare the two. But that study's bogus. Gosh.
In this day and age, especially in this pandemic, it's like I saw a Facebook poke some post, not a poke. Somebody said something I learned recently is that you can make any study say whatever you want. And my thought was, you just now are learning that. Like,
yeah,
that's yeah. Like, that's like old. We landed on the moon here. Like, you can make any numbers say whatever you want based on how you. Say what the percentage is, this nominal or whatever it is. Like, it's crazy.
You have to be very careful. 100%. And I think that's true in the supplement industry, which apparently I'm part of now. And if you look at some of the data, apparently like 50% of supplements that are on the market do not have what they say they have in it. And we've actually tested, just sickens me that even my industry already has fraud in it. Like, if this is a brand new industry, it's like it's like 2.5 years old, and people are already confiding, like in some cases flat out fraud, and then in many, many cases it's just like, oh, we've got this much in it. No, you don't.
Right. Well, hey, we are unbelievably coming up on time. Talk about your website, the My Vital Seed. Promote yourself, do all this stuff.
Well, we didn't pre-plan this, so we can give a link that's specific to you guys. What would that be? So it'd be myvitalc.com/
Simply Human.
Simply Human.
Simply Human.
Simply Human Butt Man, maybe, or
so. Well, let's go with Simply
Human. Let's go with Simply Human. Yeah.
Hey, listen, when you come up with another product line, you can call it Butt Man Super Tonic.
Super Tonic. Too many videos could be made with that.
So, a bunch have already been made.
So. All right.
Myvitalc.com/simplyhuman. And that'll give you guys some credit, anybody who purchases it for it. So happy to kind of support you guys.
Sweet.
And then if they use it, when you land on that page, what you'll scroll on the page and you'll notice that there's a very significant discount for getting on subscription. So it's like $99 for a bottle, $74.95 for on subscription. Go ahead and take advantage of the subscription. You can cancel at any time. Our staff is trained only to give you 10 minutes of a hard time. And then, if you need to cancel, that's fine. You can call in and cancel. You can cancel, through the automated system, whatever. And that's really the best way to jump in and try the product. I'm very surprised and excited about the testimonials that we've gotten. Sleep is the best one. We're coming out with kind of some very sleep focused marketing, and I'm excited about that. And of course the Oura Ring's driving that. We're actually, just to share, we're also going to reproduce the original rat study, because the scientific process is have a theory, right? The original theory was it was toxic, do a test, get a result, and then have some other organization do the same test. And nobody's actually stepped up to do that. And so we've already pulled the trigger, paid the first invoice on getting that process started. So
when you're done with the rats, Mark wants to be the one that throws them in the woodshed. I do not, because I have a conscience.
Shut up.
You know, it was funny. Just this, I think it was just this week, I shared with my wife that one time I told my mom, do you know that guinea pigs can swim? And she was like, Chris, did you take the guinea pigs in the bathtub with you? No.
I just know that from the Encyclopedia Britannica that I found.
Yeah, because there was no internet, right? Yeah, right. Now they got any excuse. No, I Googled it. And then, that's where the evidence came from. No, didn't have that excuse.
Awesome. So if they go to myvitalc.com, that's going to get them all the information. There's all sorts
slash
of
Simply
links.
Human.
Slash Simply Human.
Okay.
Yes.
Very cool. Awesome. Hold on. There was something else that I was going to say about all that. Hang on. I was going to say, one of the four pillars of the Simply Human Lifestyle, it's move, manage stress or enjoy life, eat, and then sleep.
Sleep.
So we're big in the sleep. Hang on. Watch this.
Yeah.
I have this.
See you later, Mark.
Is he going to fall asleep right now? Oh.
Sleep mask.
He's got a sleep mask.
Look at that.
Mark is wearing his glasses that block blue light right
now. I also have the crazy orange ones.
Those are the ones that I wear. I have them in my bedroom right now. I put them on when I go to sleep.
So we're very sleep. Yeah. And I have F.Lux on my computer, so it's an orange screen right now. So we're big sleep people.
And you said stress, like manage stress, right?
Yes.
Enjoy your life.
I got to share this one last testimonial. Yeah. I don't know if this feels the timing.
No, we're good.
It's kind of an interesting story because we're really set up as an office warehouse and we don't have a retail space. And I was at work one day on a Sunday and this guy knocked on the door, which is not normal, right? And I opened the door and it felt very clandestine. He was like, do you have ESS 60? I was like, yes, I have ESS 60.
Did you open up your trench coat and show all the ESS 60?
Which kind would you like? And then he came in and he was like, he wanted to buy, I think it was just one bottle. And he gave me a credit card. And I'm like, what do I do with this? So I immediately went to my website and entered all of his information and purchased on his behalf. He came back a number of months later and I recognized him, and Cassandra, our little sister, actually shared with me, this is his third purchase. And we were running a special at the time for three bottles. I'm like, this guy's going to have an amazing testimonial. So I'm like, hey, what have you noticed? And he sounded kind of depressed or he didn't want to disappoint. He goes, Chris, I really haven't noticed anything. And then there was this awkward moment. And in my head, I'm thinking, look, if you want to live longer, the best longevity experiment on mammals ever is my product. So if you want to keep taking it, it makes sense. But he broke the silence with, well, does it help? And we have to be very careful with the FDA and some language that we might use here. He gestured at his knuckles and he was like, does it help with these, right? Pain in his knuckles.
Oh, I thought you meant when he beats up someone for the mob, he recovers much faster.
He's now in my employee. Right. And I'm like, yes, the FDA hasn't evaluated it, but certainly some people are saying that it helps with knuckle pain. And he goes, well, okay, then that's definitely helped with that. And I used to have this click, click, click in my knee. And that's gone. I'm like, well, okay. And he goes, and I'm starting to jog again. I'm going to go for my 10th jog tomorrow. I hadn't jogged in years. And in my head, I'm thinking, well, it's a shame you haven't really noticed anything. And then he said, but Chris, I have to share this with you. I have less stress at work. And I have to be specific. It's the same job. It's the same people. It's the same stress. But I feel less stress at work. And we're constantly, I think it can be easily attributed to better sleep.
I was going
to
say it's the sleep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're getting people, I've got a testimonial from a lady out of the UK who was like, these are weird testimonials. My fuse with my children is longer.
Huh.
Well, that sounds like ability to handle stress.
Stress,
right?
Yeah.
Right? Get a good night's sleep right. As a mom of kids, and they can all be hard to handle. Apparently there's one or two that aren't
right.
Somewhere. And so that was her description, and we keep getting these kinds of, you know, stress related and it's exciting to get these, but again, I'm still like, okay, I'd like to have more data and right. Let's do, you know, whatever, a depression study so that we can have some actual data to support this. I actually had one lady, she decided to try my product at the same time she was quitting smoking. Had I known that was her plan, I would have said no, because like, what kind of result for my product is going to be good while you're quitting smoking?
Right.
Like, yeah. What are the chances? Right. Of that? Like,
yeah.
It actually was good. Like, it actually turned out to be a good testimonial. I was kind of blown away.
So people are going to get this, and it comes in a couple of different ways. There's a little yes. vial. So
yep.
like my wife was like, what am I supposed to do? Like, do you just down the hatch? Do you put it on yep. a salad? Do you put it in water? Yep. Like, how do you take it?
Yeah. So basically our typical recommended serving size is 5 mils, and those little ampules that you're talking about is one kind of a serving size yeah. system yep. that we have. And it's exactly 5 mils, which is 1 teaspoon. And we also sell it in a bottle. So if you don't need that kind of convenient packaging, you can get it in a bottle. And personally, what I do is I actually put a little MCT. We've got an MCT version of the uh-huh. product. It has a lot less of the raw ingredient ESS 60 in it. But it's still a very good product. I put that in my coffee.
Okay. I was going to say coffee. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because it has kind of a bulletproof coffee type experience, right?
Right, right.
And then, so I put that in my coffee. Then I take about a teaspoon and a half of our olive oil product, and then I'll put the avocado product on my salad in the afternoon.
People that so you can put it on a salad, and it's the same.
Yes.
So people are intermittent fasting. I know a lot of our listeners do that. I know one of the questions we're going to get is this going to break my fast? Is it just like a fat? It's just like where it's not going to break
like
your
fat.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
I think it depends on your particular diet, right? So, and I don't know, I think there's different versions of intermittent fasting. I've had customers reach out to us and say, I can't take it until in the afternoon because it breaks my fast.
Right.
And I don't know if that's, you know, is it the type of intermittent fasting they're doing, or is it that they consider any calories a break of a fast? Like,
right.
I think there's kind of a couple ways to look at intermittent fasting.
Right. Okay, we're out of time. Very quickly, before we ask you our final question, you sent us product. We really appreciate that. You're also very flexible
yes.
on the time. I know this isn't the best time for you.
It worked.
But
we made it work.
I really appreciate it. This is you're a gold star guest. And so the final question is
that the best rating?
It's the top.
Platinum?
Yes.
Yeah.
No?
It's the gold is the top. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Buttman is the second tier, and then it goes down from there.
Brown yeah. is below that.
Gross.
We just start getting to a bunch of really weird neutral colors.
Okay. What is something you enjoy about life, or one thing you do that makes life more enjoyable?
Like a hobby or something. Like, we usually give a guess, like,
yeah.
Well, I do some scientific research on ESS 60.
Yeah.
Like, no. Like a hobby.
It's when I'm studying particles instead right. of material. Yeah. That's my – no. I love to dance.
Here we go.
I absolutely love to dance. I can dance to most types of music. And I picked the story when people ask my wife and I how we met – there we go, the floss.
Rick can't do that.
I actually do not know how to do that. And you're right. Sorry.
I can kind of do that. I haven't practiced that enough.
It's not real dance.
I think I would get there pretty quick. So remember when Michael Jackson passed away? At first,
2009.
When that happened, I was like, oh, I mean, it really sucks. Great musician, created a lot of value, right? And then maybe other stuff. It took a while when I realized I grew up in my living room dancing with my mom to Michael Jackson, right? And it was kind of in that moment that I realized the impact that dance and he had on my life.
Right.
And so, yeah, I love to dance. It's
sorry, there it is. Oh, I can go nice. That. Rick, can you get a little?
Nope,
little
I do not do any form of dancing. Sorry. Get a little out of my wheelhouse.
Oh, here we go. Right up there. Okay. All right.
See, by the way, we're doing a bunch of visual jokes. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're watching the show on YouTube.
No
we
one listening.
We apologize if we don't get the video.
Everyone listening is like, what are they talking about? Okay. Awesome. Well, Chris.
That was one of the most amazing dance moves anyone has ever seen recorded
ever in the history. Yeah. And no one will ever see it, maybe. Yeah. Awesome. Well, hey, thank you again for everything.
Yes.
I'll let you know when the show goes up and hopefully have you back on. I know we've got some openings like later in the summer and then into the fall. We'd love to have you back on. And I know we barely scratched the surface on a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I'm coming out with a kind of a coffee product that has a parallel.
Ooh.
With, yeah. So
very cool. Would love to get you on and talk about that.
Very cool.
Awesome. Hey, thanks, Chris. Have a good one.
Mark, Rick, thank you guys so much.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're listening to the Simply Human Podcast.
All right.
Then there was just us. I don't know. We should do something with this recording.
I don't know. There's.
At one point, I had to burp, and I hit and I hit mute on the Zoom call. Right. So I hit mute on the Zoom call like this. Can you still hear me? Can you hear me?
Muted yourself.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Check, 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 check. Look. So you can't hear me when I do that.
No.
But
yeah,
I can.
You mute.
But Audible is still recording me, so I hit mute and went like still.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I've been doing that this whole time.
No, I didn't hear anything crazy.
No, not today. Like every podcast, I was just like, no, I got a burp. I'll mute it. I didn't know.
You have to mute like turn the one, turn your bottom left one.
I've literally just okay. So how I will typically do the interviews
and then like this, yeah,
is I usually leave it.
We need to go back.
I will hit my space bar to temporarily unmute for my peanut gallery stuff and then.
Okay, listen. When you just did that, it didn't record on Audible.
Okay, that's good. Then.
Okay, I was gonna say we should go back and like isolate all of your
Audacity.
Burps. Yeah. Yes, Audacity. I don't record through the fake book app, as Rick would call it.
It's not real reading books.
All right. Well, this is fun. Hopefully this will be something that people can watch. I don't know. We're going to test it out. That was really fun. Like, I didn't think the visual part. I'm thinking back on a lot of our shows and a lot of our guests, like William or Will last week.
Yeah. That would have been a really, really
like,
great show.
Some of these guests we've had on, like all the Kate Galliette shows and all these, like if we had video.
Oh, we'd have her back on and we can like see actual new videos and do them. Oh, man. There's a lot of good opportunities here for us.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. Okay. So let's finish. This is episode 226. We're booked out through into July, so we got a lot of stuff coming. We've got a new platform that we're working on, the YouTube and some other things. We might, depending on how YouTube goes and what happens, we might even have like some sort of like exclusive listener content where you're paying like $5 a month to see the text that me and Rick have on Zoom during the calls.
$5, not gonna do it, pal. It's gonna have to be like $50 a month because they will think
or
so
more than
more
that
than
$1,000 a month. It's gonna have to be like worth us like losing our jobs.
$1,000 a month, and it would have to be like a 10-year minimum subscription.
Yeah,
you have to pay all of it up front.
$20,000. You can see our text. Okay, there it is. Awesome. All right. Well, so that's gonna do it for this edition of the Simply Human Podcast.
And remember, I muted because I had to burp.
So until next time, enjoy yourself.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.